Let's go to the United Nations, Lee. How'd this happen?
Well, after I had done the UFO album, which, by the way, I want to give the name of it. It was simply called UFOs, The Credibility Factor. And this came out, and I was trying to figure out other things I wanted to do because I was so hooked on UFOs at that point. I wasn't satisfied with just having a documentary out where people could hear the voices of interesting people talking about UFOs. I wanted to do something that would somehow, I felt, affect the planet. Talk about grandiose dreams, right? And
yeah.
And I always knew that Alan Hynek had always wished that he could do something at the United Nations because we had talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some inquiries and discovered that as a citizen, you can't just walk into the UN and say, hey, I'd like to do a presentation on, oh, I don't know, UFOs. Is that okay? Can I come in here and do that? Because you can't. If you want to do something at the United Nations, you have to be a delegate of a country that will sponsor you. You either have to be a member of that country or a citizen of that country, or a country will actually create a delegate status for you. And so coincidentally, in 1977, I knew that Eric Gehry, the prime minister of the little country of Grenada, was trying to get the United Nations to pay attention to his personal UFO crusade. He was claiming that Grenada was a hot spot of UFO activity,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted the United Nations to create a special Grenada-based UFO research center. But nobody was paying attention to him. But he made little headlines in the news, and it kind of caught my attention. And so I got friendly with a couple of his ambassadors in New York, and I sent them a copy of my album, UFOs, The Credibility Factor. They passed it on to the prime minister, and he had them invite me to the UN on the night when he was knighted Sir Eric Gehry, because he wanted to meet me. And so I went. Big UN gala. It was just cool to be there.
Okay, yeah. All right, so you were going not to make a presentation at this point, right?
Right. Okay. Just meet him because he wanted to meet me. He wanted to know who was this guy that put this album together with all these amazing people on the album. And so I went there, and for just a few minutes that night, he and I had a chance to speak, and he said that he had been trying to get the United Nations to pay attention to his crusade. And I said, yes, Mr. Prime Minister, I'm aware of that, and I'm also aware that they're not really paying attention to you. I'll make you a deal. If you sponsor me, I will present the kind of production that the world will look at and pay attention to with the kind of people that they will pay attention to, because I can't do it on my own. And he said, okay. I said, really?
I love it.
And so we had to go through the steps of them making me a delegate. And I was concerned for a while about what my country would think of me becoming a delegate of Grenada to do something about UFOs. I mean, I was a little concerned for a short time. But we made the deal, and he actually paid me. I was paid by Grenada to work on this for almost a year and to get the right people together who would come to the UN when the United Nations reconvened in the fall of 1978. And do a major presentation. And Alan Hynek would be there to be part of it. Jacques Vallée, astronaut Gordon Cooper, Stan Friedman was there on the day that we did the presentation. And throughout the year that I was putting this together, I was meeting with different heads of state. And people kept encouraging me, saying, look, officially, we can't be saying this to you, but you're on the right track. We would like something to happen here at the United Nations. My idea was basically, I think that there should be some kind of a committee created at the UN that would be a clearinghouse for UFO information, because the daunting task of the translation problems is amazing. Because first of all, countries that don't like to share things with each other, even if they wanted to, there is that translation problem. And so I thought, well, if there could be a committee where UFO sightings and information could be shared and could be translated easily from one country to another, this could be a really good way to get people together talking about it. And so I gathered as many pieces of material that I could. Even Steven Spielberg helped me with materials about Close Encounters of the Third Kind, because the movie had come out in 1977.
And that was, of course, based on Jacques Vallée and Hynek.
That's right. Hynek, Alan Hynek came up with the phrase Close Encounters of the First, Second, and Third Kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And the character of the French astronomer in the movie, Lacombe, played by François Truffaut, he was based on two real-life people, UFO researcher Amy Michel and Jacques Vallée.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they combined them into one.
Yeah, yeah. And so... So Columbia Pictures gave me as much material as I needed. And one day I was in the Center for UFO Studies with Alan Hynek, and I said, look, I need you to give me something to include in the materials that I'm gathering for the UN presentation. Can you give me something that's really hot? You know, because we have to make an impact.
Yeah. You need a blockbuster.
I need something that some people might consider a smoking gun. And he said, well, okay, hold on. And he went over to one of his file cabinets, pulled it out, handed me these sheets of paper. And I'm reading this stuff, and I looked at him, and I said, why haven't you made this public?
What was it?
Well, I'm holding it in my hands, and maybe you've seen this, because since we presented it at the UN, it has come out, and it's been published and republished in many places. What this is, in 1968, the Air Force at the U.S. Air Force Academy at Colorado Springs, one of their textbooks, which was called Introductory Space Science, Volume 2, the Department of Physics, United States Air Force, one of the chapters, Chapter 13, was simply called Unidentified Flying Objects. And on the main page, it specifically said, this is not published material. And it was edited by several Air Force personnel. And Alan Hynek got this because he was still at the Air Force, working with the Air Force, when this was something he had access to. And he took it and he put it into his file cabinet. And this is what he pulled out of the cabinet and said, if you want to go ahead and make copies of this and we'll present it at the United Nations, fine. And I would say to him, well, why didn't you make this public before? And he said, well, basically, because it's not proof. And most people require a different kind of proof. And I realized he was right, but there's enough stuff in this chapter that is hot.
Give me some highlights of that.
Okay. The beginning of it, it says, at present, most people consider the term UFO to mean an object which behaves in a strange or erratic manner while moving through the Earth's atmosphere. That strange phenomenon has evoked strong emotions and great curiosity among a large segment of the world's population. Now, again, this stuff was only meant for the eyes of Air Force Academy students and
yes.
and nobody else, all right?
Okay.
And then it goes on to a few other things. There's one section called Operational Domains, and it begins, what we will do here is to present evidence that UFOs are a global phenomenon which may have persisted for many thousands of years.
Wow.
Okay? And it goes on, and this is the chapter where it talks about legends going back thousands of years of ancient warriors and things and wheels within wheels that came down from the skies. It's the stuff out of the Bible. They just list all of these amazing stories in this section. When that section is over, it says, another one, some theories as to the nature of the UFO phenomenon. And they list five things. First is mysticism, hoaxes and rantings due to unstable personalities,
sure,
secret weapons, natural phenomena, and alien visitors. And so it goes on to describe different aspects of each of those, but my favorite, of course, is the alien visitors. And it begins, the most stimulating theory for us is that the UFOs are material objects which are either manned or remote controlled by beings who are alien to this planet. And there is some evidence supporting this viewpoint.